Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, as you've been hearing, another health insurer is set to increase its charges. VHI is to increase the price of its health insurance plans by an average of 3.5% from the start of October. Now, last week, Laya Healthcare announced that it will hike its premiums by an average of 6.5%. Dermot Good is head of the healthcare division at Lockton Insurance Brokers, and he's with me now. Dermot, you're very welcome to the programme. What are we seeing here? What was this increase expected, do you know?
Yeah, Cormac, good afternoon. It actually was expected, because what we were looking at the trend from last year, and basically VHI and Laya tended to track each other in terms of increases. So they both had two increases last year. They both had one increase earlier this year. And then when Laya announced their average increase of 6.5% on Friday, it was expected that VHI would follow suit. I have to say, we expected the VHI increase to be higher. So 3.5% on average, you know, is slightly below what we were expecting. So if there's a little bit of a positive in that. But in saying that, people need to be very careful with these averages, because when we look at some of the plans, you know, this is across all their schemes. Some plans will go up by potentially double these average figures. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, people are forgetting that, you know, they're expecting now maybe 3.5%. So the actual impact on their plan could be 5%. But they're also forgetting that there was a 7% average increase back in March with VHI. So when I look at some of the analysis we've done already, it means that a lot of VHI members will have to brace themselves for increases of 12 to 13% when they renew after October.
Okay, and I know you've done some sums that's going to help some people here, but in terms of the 3.5% increase from VHI, and you said you might have expected something a little bit bigger, is that because there was a 7 or 7 plus percent increase some time ago, or could there be another little increase from the VHI? Could that be possible in the next few months?
I mean, we can't rule out further increases. However, it would be unlikely. Once again, when we look at their previous pricing behavior or trends, they tend to go with two main increases. So we're not expecting any further increases across all their plans. But Cormac, what tends to happen is that each month we tend to see incremental increases where a small number, 3 to 5 plans, could be increased. So that will continue on through the year. But for the moment, we're hoping that this is the end of it for 2024. But as I say, we can't specifically rule that out at this stage.
Kabir, you've done the sums, as I say, Dermot, to help people along here. What could this mean for a mid-level plan in terms of an increase?
Yeah, if we look at the standalone increase that VHI just brought in, for one adult, depending on the plan, it could be anything from €47 on a mid-level plan to €260 per adult on the top plan, which is premium care. Now then, when you look at the previous increase, the cumulative impact for an adult year on year, Cormac, it could be anything from €150 to €500, €570. So depending on the plan, this increase could be quite substantial. Now, if there is a little bit of, good news, mixed news in this, VHI, as well as these increases, they are reducing the cost for children on a number of plans by 25%. So when I look at some of the family plans, it could mean, when you factor in the increased adult rate, but the reduced child rate, families, depending on the plan they have, the increase facing them might be as much as 6%. So it's not all bad news. But what I would say to every VHI member now is that they really need to engage with VHI, and by the way, all the insurance companies, to see if these increases can be avoided. Because if they auto-renew, which is what a lot of people do, they just let it roll over, Cormac, they're going to be hit with substantial increases. And there's another thing, if people didn't think it could be any more confusing, two other things for VHI members. VHI have withdrawn or discontinued the old VHI Plan B and Plan B options. So 150,000 of VHI's customers between May of this year and May of next year, they will find that those plans are no longer available.
I mean, so if you rock up and try to renew and they say, sorry, that's no longer available, you're really at a loss. I mean, what should people do then?
Well, to reassure people on those plans, VHI have alternative plans that offer equivalent cover. So they're not going to find themselves without benefits, without equivalent cover. However, they will be substantially more expensive. So what I would urge all those people who are on those plans, either themselves or a family member, they need to engage and they need to see what the options are. If they're not happy with those options, Cormac, there are other options in the market, which in some cases are considerably cheaper. So shopping around is really the main advice for every consumer now. Also, VHI are reducing the benefits on some of their corporate schemes, and that's going to impact people. So even for those people who want to renew on the same plan and are prepared to pay the higher premium, they may have reduced benefits. And I see Laya are also changing the excesses. So if there was a perfect storm for health insurance, Cormac, we pretty much have it now. Everything that could happen in a negative way for consumers is pretty much coming their way for their next renewal.
Okay, and the inflation rate for the economy was about 2.2% in June. We're seeing medical inflation running ahead of that, as has often been the case. Is there a reason, is there any kind of, when you look behind the weeds, is there any reason for that? What's the VHI, for example, saying on that?
Yeah, it seems to be, in fairness, we are getting and have been getting consistent messages from all the insurance companies about the claims that are coming through. So what appears to be happening is that more people are going to private hospitals to get their treatment instead of the public hospitals, which, by the way, is what they pay for. Okay, so, but the second thing is the volume of claims through those private hospitals and the actual cost of those claims is spiraling way ahead of medical inflation. Medical inflation used to be, depending on who you speak to, 5 to 7%. But now we're seeing increases of 10 to 15%. Even some of the plans I've looked at, Cormac, they're as high as 23% year on year. Mm-hmm. We see people being turned around more quickly in the hospitals, which once again is a positive trend, but it means there will be more upward pressure on claims. But the key thing underlying all of this, and if you look at the data from the insurance companies, the cost of treatments, the cost of robotic treatments, these new, particularly drugs for cancer treatments and so on, all the inputs that our healthcare providers have to factor in are all being fed through into our prices. So if people want to keep the same level of cover, Cormac, unfortunately, they have to brace themselves for these significant price hikes.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. As always, Dermot Good, Loughton Insurance Brokers. Meet with us.